Reddington.
And if you had been telling your girlfriend about your husband before you had married, you'd say that he was your
couldn't say my boyfriend because he wasn't a boy.
Well, what term would you have used?
Oh, he was an admirer.
Okay. Any other names that people may have used at that time?
Okay, fiance.
And she or you would have been his what?
Bride to be.
Well, before the actual engagement.
Girlfriend.
All right, any other name? Name
sweetheart.
Older people would have said. The same thing then. Now, if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been
petting.
Any other words?
Kissing.
And the old-fashioned terms.
Kicking's all I've ever looked.
What about smooching?
Smooching, that's more modern.
Would your grandparents maybe have said spooning?
No, they probably would.
And that's another unusual word, spooning. Spoon the sugar from one mouth to the other?
That's right.
Now, if he asked her to marry him and she did not want him, what do you say she did to him? A proposal was given, but
she spooned him.
Now, if a girl just stopped letting a boy come over to see her, you'd say that she what? Maybe they weren't that serious.
She dropped him.
Okay, so it would make a difference between proposal then and just regular dating. Now, suppose they were already engaged, and all of a sudden she would do what?
Break the engagement.
All right, suppose it had been the man to the woman, what would you say he did to her?
I guess that'd be breaking the engagement too, wouldn't it?
All right, would you ever use the term jilt?
Oh, yes.
And maybe she accepted the proposal, and they have just gotten
engaged.
All right, the actual ceremony.
Marriage.
And the verb here, if she didn't turn them down, they went ahead and got
married.
Any humorous ways of saying this?
Got hitched.
When you were a small girl, what was the usual form of marriage? Did they occur in churches or?
Some did. We didn't have too many out here. My parents went to a private home and married. Most people just had a minister come to the home, and some had pretty home weddings.
Do you think that it makes a difference as to where the ceremony takes place?
No, I don't think so. I do like a minister instead of a justice of peace.
All right, now at the ceremony, the man who stands up with the groom is called the what?
Best man.
Any old-fashioned names for it?
Groomsman.
And the girl that stands up with the bride?